Chapter 2. My brethren, have not the faith of our Master of glory, Yeshua Messiah, with respect of persons? For if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring, in goodly apparel, and there come also a poor man in vile raiment, and you have respect to him that wears the gay clothing, and say unto him, You sit here in a good place, and say to the poor, You stand there, or sit here under my footstool. Are you not then partial in yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brethren, has not the Almighty chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to them that love him? But you have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you, and draw you before the judgment seats? Do they not blaspheme that worthy name by which you are called? If you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, you do well. But if you have respect to persons, you commit sin, and are convinced of the law as transgressors. For whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. For he that said, Do not commit adultery, said also, Do not murder. Now if you commit no adultery, yet you murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. So speak you, and do so, as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. For he shall have judgment without mercy, that has showed no mercy, and mercy rejoices against judgment. What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith, and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked, and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto him, Depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what does it profit? Even so, faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, You have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one mightiest? You do well. The devils also believe, and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works, when he offered Yitzhak, his son, upon the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed Yahweh, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, as he was called the friend of Yahweh. You see, then, how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise, also, was not Rachav, the harlot, justified by works, when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also.